This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, friends, the home stretch, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, Masechta Nedarim, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Shein Toiseves Hoysala, she had a tooth that was stuck in, a fake tooth. Va'asala Rabbi Shmuel, Shein shows up, Mishalai Rabbi Shmuel, made her a gold tooth out of his own pocket. That's the circumstance that she was ugly and she became beautiful. Kishachiv Rabbi Shmuel, when Rabbi Shmuel died, Pasach Aleya Hu Saftana Hachi. A certain eulogizer began his eulogy as follows. The Nois Yisrael, daughters of Israel, Rabbi Shmuel, Bechena, cry over Rabbi Shmuel. Hamal Bishchen, V'chulu, who has clothed you, V'chulu, V'chulu. Hahud Amar Lala Debisu. Someone said to his wife, Koinim Shi At Nenesli, I ask her that you can't get Hanah from me. Ad Shetat Imi Tavshilech L'Rabbi Huda L'Rabbi Shimon. Until you feed from your dish that was cooked to Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. Now that's ridiculous. He's saying that I'm going to be Aser and Hanah until you feed these Chachamim? I mean, that's ridiculous that she has to go to these Rabbanim to bring them food. Rabbi Huda Tom, Rabbi Huda ate the food for his Shalom Bayis, for this couple. Amar Kavachomer, he said, there's a Kavachomer, Ma Lasso Shalom Bein Ishla Ishtai Amra Toira, Shmi Shenichta Bekdusha, Uma Yimacha Alamayim Hamaorem. Madach, to make peace between husband and wife, the Torah says, that Hashem says, my name that was written in holiness should be wiped out on these cursed waters. Besafek, even though we don't even know if it's going to help. Maybe she was taka unfaithful and she's going to die. But to save the marriage, Hashem is willing to erase his name. Va'ani, me, where it's the honor not of Hashem but my own, alachas kama v'kama, I have to try to save their marriage. But Rabbi Shmuel lo ta'am, Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't taste. Amar, he said, Yamusu kol b'nei amana. Let them get divorced. Let the husband die. Let the children die because of this neder that she made. And, or that he made. Rabbi Shimon says, all the sons of this almana, after he dies, let them die. And Shimon will not move from his place to disgrace himself to eat her food. Also, I don't want people to get into the habit of making nedarim. If I'm going to say, well, you know, no problem that you made this neder that she has to feed the rabbis. Okay, so here, bring me, let me taste your food. So I'm basically, we don't negotiate with terrorists. You know, this guy made a ridiculous neder. So now this Rabbi Shimon should eat the food because the guy said, I aser you hana until you feed the chachamim. No, we're not feeding into this. We're not in any way supportive of people who make nedarim. We don't want to encourage it. Hahud Amar Ledebisu, there's a guy who said to his wife, Koinim Shiat Nenesli Ad Shet Taruki Boy Bram Shem Gamliel. I asked her that you can't give me Hana. You can't get Hana from me until you spit on Rav Shimon Gamliel. Asas Varaka Galvushe. She went and she spat on his clothing. So the question is that good enough? Did she fulfill the neder? Amar le Rav Acha midivti Ravina. Rav Acha midivti said to Ravina, V'ha'hai lezilusa kamachavein. But the guy wanted to disparage Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he didn't, because the guy didn't spit on him, on his body. He only spit on his clothing. The intention was to disgrace Rav Shimon Gamliel, and that was not fulfilled. Amar Leh, Ravina said back to Rav Acha, Meirak Amane de Rav Shimon Gamliel, spitting on the clothing of Rav Shimon Gamliel, Zilusa Rab Sahi, is very disgraceful, and therefore he did fulfill the neder. Says the Ran, Shein Toiseves Shenafla Shena, her tooth fell out, Vehoshiva Shena Cheres Mimakoima, and they put another tooth in its place. Yamusu Kobane Amana, Kilel Habal. Basically, Reb Shimon cursed the husband, Sheyamos, that he should die, Utehe Ishtay Amana, and his wife should be an Amana. Vehoid Kilel Banav, he also cursed his children, Sheyikru Bnei Amana, that they should be called the children of an Amana, La'achar Misase, after his death, Sheyamusu Gamhim, that they should also die. Veha Hai Lezilusa Hu De Achavin. But this guy intended to disparage him. V'kivan Jekain, since this is so, Lorok Begufe Shoshim Gamliel Neskavin. His intention was to disparage him, so in that case, he should have to spit on his clothing. In other words, the husband said to the wife, I aser you bahana unless you spit on Roshim Gamliel. So his intention was to disgrace Roshim Gamliel. So how is it sufficient that she spits on his clothing? She should have to spit on him proper. Okay, next Gemara is very interesting. Hahu da amar le debisu. A guy said to his wife, this is a good story. Kainam shi'a nenesli, I ask you to get hana from me. Ad she tiri mum yafa shabich l'rav shim b'rav yaisi. Until you show something nice to Rabbi Shmuel Barabi Yossi. The guy said to his wife, you have to show something beautiful to Rabbi Shmuel Barabi Yossi. You have to tell him in some way that you're beautiful. Otherwise, I'm not getting hana from you. Otherwise, you can't get hana from me. So now Rabbi Shmuel Barabi Yossi is racking his brain to try to find something beautiful about the woman. So Amar Lohem, he said to the Chachamim standing there, Shema Roishana, maybe her head is beautiful. Amar Lohem, no, Segalgal, it's round, it's not beautiful. Shema Sa'arana, maybe she has beautiful hair. No, Doimel Anitze Pishdan, it's like flax that's brushed. Shema Inan Nois, maybe, Rabbi Shom Rabbi Yossi says, maybe her eyes are beautiful. No, Chutois Hain, they're round. Shema is now nice. Maybe she has nice ears. No, Kfula's hand, they're twice the size of anybody else's. Shema Chait Mana, maybe her nose is beautiful. No, Balamhu, it's a closed nose. Shema Sifsa, nice. Maybe she has beautiful lips. No, Abbe's hand, they're very thick. Shema Tzavara, no, maybe her neck is beautiful. Shakurhu, it's a little neck. Shema Kresa, no, maybe her stomach is beautiful. Tzavahu, it's rounded, it's blown up. Shemar aglad nois, maybe she has beautiful feet. No, rechavis b'shal kishal avzal, they're wide like a goose. Shema shmano, maybe she has a beautiful name. No, lechluchis shema, her name is disgusting. Her name is stain. They call her dirt. Amar lahen, oh, I got it. Her name is very beautiful for her. It's very fitting for her. She has the perfect name. She's so ugly that her name is a perfect fit. Yafek Karin Oysa Lechluchis. It's good that they call her Lechluchis. It's beautiful. She Melchluchis Mumin. She's sullied with Mumin. Visharia. Oh, Rabbi Shmuel Mater the Neder. Because Taka, the name, was beautiful for her. Says the Ran, Segalgal. Before that, Almanas Shatiri Mum Yafer Shabich. Asra Bana Asai, he asked her, Nana, Im Tucha Lahare Shum Dabarna Ba the Rabbi Shom Rabbi Yossi. Unless she shows something beautiful to Rabbi Shom Rabbi Yossi. Why is it called Mum? Mum Kamai Ma'um, something. Kedachsiv Uvechapi Davak Ma'um in my palm, it remained something. V'hu k'may me'uma. V'sharia, shalai matzah shum davar na'a. Let's see what's this going on. Oh, he asked her in Hana, if you could find something beautiful, and Vishaya Shalaimatsa Shum Davana, he asked her if he could find something beautiful, and she was Takamutter, because he didn't find anything beautiful. That's the first pshat in the Ran. That's not how I learned. I mean, the Ran's first pshat is, he asked her in Hana if they could find something beautiful, and they didn't. The second shot is v'istagarsi ajiter mum yafe, until you find the mum kolamer shetehe asura, she's asur ad shetiri hi davar nabegufa, until she shows something beautiful. The Rabbi Shmuel uchshara Rabbi Shmuel sheshma nala hi tira. Rabbi Shmuel saw she had a nice name, he matered her. Segalgal is agol, trutois means agulois, balam sasum kamay oitzer balam, a closed treasury, kfulois gadolois shakut. Katsar, kedetanan, bevachayroi, savarei shakar, a small neck. Sava, nafuach, blown up, but it's okay. Fine. Hahu bar bavel de sakla Eretz Yisrael. A Babylonian went up to Eretz Yisrael. Nasavit, so he got married to a woman. Amarla, he says to her, Bashili Trey Talfi, cook me two beans. Bashili la Trey Talfi. So she cooked him exactly two beans. Meaning, he asked, cook me some beans, so she took it literally, she cooked for him two cholent beans. Bashili li Griva, he said, cook for me a big amount, Bashila Griva. So she took him at face value and she cooked for him a very, very large amount. Amar la, he said to her, Zili Isili Tre Butzina, bring me two melons, Azlus Vaisile Tre Shragi. She went and she brought him two torches, because it could be meant as melons or torches. Amar Allah, he got so upset, he said to her, Zil Tavri Yasin Arish Zibaba, go break the melons or the lamps on the head of Bava, the doorway. Havi Yosef Bava Ben Buta HaAbava. Bava Ben Buta was sitting in the doorway. The Kadon Dina, he was judging a case. Azaz, she went, Visarvas Yasin Arisha. She took them and she smashed them on his head. She didn't realize Bava meant the gate. She thought he meant Bava Ben Buta. So she smashed the lamps on his head. Amar Allah, he said to her, my hadin davat, what are you doing? Amar Allah, she said to him, kach tzivani bali, this is what my husband commanded me to do. Amar, he said, ara sis ritzoin balich, you did the will of your husband. Hamakom yoitzi mimech shnei banim kebaba ben buta. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu take out from you two children that are gedolim like Bava ben Buta. From here we learn, by the way, a skula for a good banim is the wife listening to the husband. In fact, some rishonim derive from this gemara. It's one of the skulas for a banim tamei chachamim. And some even go as so far as to say that in terms of what happened to Esav, because Rivka did not necessarily, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't obedient to Yitzchak. But don't repeat that. Okay, let's see the Ran. Bo'tzina targum shel avatichim. Shragi neirois demetagamina and bo'tzini. Tavrinu abava, break it on the abava. Mitoch shehoya kos amasel. Because he was getting angry for her deeds, Amar Allah, he said to her, Dele tavrinu adasha, to break it on the door. V'chashva, she thought she teshavrin b'reish bava ben buta. Shnei banim kebava. Keneged train shragi, keneged the two lamps, va'aisi hacha hai uvda, the reason the Gemara is bringing this story, lashuinan, to teach chasiduse de Bava ben Buta, the righteousness of Bava ben Buta, ki hechi da'aisi hacha uvda de Rav Shimon Gamliel, with Rabbi Shmuel, just like it's bringing the stories of Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel, that it's teaching us their saintly ways. Hadrin Allah, Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, Rabbi Isai Shkoyach, thank you very much for joining tonight. Have a beautiful evening, a beautiful Shabbos. Bracha v'hatzlacha, kol tov.
Recording stop.
Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.